Going good.
Alright.
Superintendent at Sunday School.
Oh, okay.
Well, I teach the lesson on Thursday night. The teachers who attend Sunday School, not only teachers, but anyone who want to come. But what we do, we meet on Thursday night, and I have to teach the lesson tonight. And it takes about 2 days to do a thorough job of studying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to wind up one book. I usually study out about 2 or 3 books. So that's what I was doing.
My daddy was a Sunday school teacher. Still is, actually, for many years. And he always studies his lesson up beforehand.
Well, I like to, like I always tell him, if you're going to teach a lesson, you have to know what you're teaching. You can't teach that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always someone there going to ask you a question that's irrelevant to the lesson, but then again, you need to have an answer. So therefore, you have to go beyond the actual lesson to anything that you think someone might bring up,
mm-hmm.
in order to cover it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it takes about 2 days. 2 days to do it. I mean, if you do a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. I always like to know what I'm talking about, and then I have to as I study, I usually make notes as I go along,
mm-hmm.
to scriptures that I would have to go back to, and if someone would ask you, if you was to state or make a statement, then someone will know, where did you find that? And
mm-hmm.
then you have to have that handy. You don't have to be looking and fumbling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
It takes about 2 hours. I started yesterday and I'm not finished yet. Well, I couldn't do much yesterday. Certain days that you just, I don't know. Certain days you can't study that. I don't know why. You can't deal with it on certain days that I can't figure out yet. You don't
can't
study.
Keep your mind on it.
You can't do it. And then, the day was going fine. I was doing fine today.
Mm-hmm.
But I was making pretty good progress. But, I got one more page in one book I have to go through and
mm-hmm.
start on another.
What church do you belong to?
Elm Grove Baptist, right on the corner, the church right on the corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Elm Grove Baptist.
Okay. I got some background information to get about you, and then we can start going through the list. I just wanted to get your name and mailing. Now, all the names are kept confidential. You know, it's all anonymous. But just for my own, records, if I wanted to get back in touch with you or something like that, I usually try to get people's name and an address where I could write to them.
Robert.
And what's the address here?
P.O. Box.
Mm-hmm.
Meridian, Georgia.
Zip code?
31319.
Okay.